Isn't that wonderful?
The left eye isn't very good, so, but the right eye, I sew and I crochet, and I've got some records here that I have to get in the mail Wednesday morning, and I can type a little bit, not good, but if I'm careful, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And my brain is clear. And I've never smoked and I've never drank. Okay. And I just never liked it, and so why clutter yourself up? Victor used to smoke a little bit and he quit. He never did drink excessively. He could take a glass of wine or a drink of alcohol and say no thank you. And I would go to the board meetings and maybe we'd have a drink before we'd have dinner, and they'd come to me and what would you like? And I'd say, I don't care for anything, thank you. And I've had more than one of the board members say, Marguerite, I'm so proud of you. So, and I could argue with them and I could quarrel.
You got to be tough, even when that doesn't mean you can't be nice.
That's right. And our daughter said, Mother, I never realized how soft your voice is. She said, no wonder Dad doesn't hear you. You don't shout.
You have a beautiful voice.
Well, I think I've learned to use it. Mm-hmm. And I used to collect the rent for them here at the park, and I loved doing it. But for some reason or other, they thought it was that people wouldn't complain to me like they would to them. So they come and collect the rent now, the owners of our son and his wife.
They own the park? Your
mm-hmm.
son does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do they live here?
No, they live in Farmington.
Okay. But they own this land.
But they own this land, and they and his children own this ridge. It's for sale. And they finally all agreed that it would be better to sell it. And I talked to them all, and I said, I think you better be sensible and get rid of it now while you're all able to make good decisions.
And where does your daughter live now?
She lives in Denver.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They own some property out west here. 320 acres, isn't it? And he's been a geologist. He's made good money, and he's been a good investor. And they don't have to worry. And he's so good and kind to us. And she comes down. She came down and spent 2 weeks with us a while back.
Oh,
that's all being recorded.
Yeah, I can.
Well, anyway, it doesn't make any difference. Anyway, she's a wonderful person. She sews, and she has macular degeneration. So that means her eyes are failing. I have it in this left eye. But thank God the right eye's good.
Yeah, so you can see.
And I love life, and I love people, and I love being with people, working with them.
I really appreciate you spending this time with me. It means a lot.
Well, if I have given you some insight of anything, I'm glad.
Well, you certainly have. And just spending this time with you is real helpful.
And well, great.
It's meant a lot to me. I think the thing I love most about what I do and getting to do this is to sit down and talk with people like you and learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're the best education that I could hope to get.
Well, you know, we've had some very sad experiences in our lives. Our son-in-law was killed in a plane crash in our field. Oh, in 54, 50, somewhere along there. And I was home all alone when this happened. I have never to this day heard that plane crash. I saw it. And the car was headed down through the field. And I ran